donations, and then it'll open PayPal, and it's station ID time right now.
All right, we are back, second hour. Glad to be here, Pastor Marcia, Nan, and Megan, bringing you the Word of God today. Megan, I'd like for you to talk about our Facebook post, please, and then I'm going to have Nan talk about our prayer line. Go ahead, Meg.
Well, I tell you what, the Facebook post is a live feed Bible study. And if you want to be enriched and given, you know, 13 to 20 minutes of the Word of God, you need to go on Facebook and friend Marcia McAllister so that you can be notified when she goes live on Wednesday nights at 7:30.
Fantastic.
And I'll tell you what.
Go ahead.
It's awesome because here I am, 1,200 miles away from you guys, and I can be right there on Facebook, and I can be fed the Word during the middle of the week, because I'll tell you what, up here where I'm at, there is no Bible study in the middle of the week anymore.
Right.
All you get is weekend services.
Right.
And I absolutely love it, and you need to check in, and we need people to share it so that the Word of God spreads across the Internet.
Absolutely. Yes, we need you to share it. You can also, you can go to my page, Marcia McAllister, but it's spelled M-A-R-C-I-A, M-C capital A-L-L-I-S-T-E-R, or you can friend me and I'll respond. Or you can go to Beacon of Hope Ministries. Ours is the lighthouse. It's got a lot of different colors in that as a distinctive way, because there are other Beacon of Hope Ministries. So ours has all the colors in the lighthouse, and that'll help you know which one it is. And all the posts since the middle of January when we started doing this are there. Megan, it's such a joy. I love doing these posts. Do they come across... and I know I'm asking you this on the air, but do they come across with sincerity and with a passion for the Word? That's what I'm hoping they do.
You know, Pastor, they do. And it's so cool because it brings back memories of my childhood when I remember being at Cornerstone and seeing you, the mighty prophet of God, standing before me speaking the Word. And it sends a fire through me just like it did 25 years ago. And it'll light a fire in anybody who listens.
Praise God. Thank you for saying that, Megan. And we do appreciate all those out there who share them. And we're even encouraging you to share them a couple times during the week, like when you see it, and then maybe a few days later again, because I've noticed on the counts of views that they actually go up after Sunday. It just seems like more and more people maybe are looking at their Facebook. I don't know what. But it's a joy to be able to do this. And we began this the middle of January. Nan, talk to us about the prayer line, because that's free and it is available 24/7, 365.
Well, it's prayers@bohmglobal.com. And you can you can type in through the Internet your prayer request, and we have a team of people who are prayer warriors who will pray diligently over whatever you're calling it, emailing about. You don't have to put a name. You don't have to put a name. We don't need your name. God knows the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And we've
exactly.
had many, many people respond back on that same line saying, guess what? God did this. You know, and to get all excited to share what God has done. So it's a very powerful tool that God is using right now as part of the ministry of Beacon.
And it's been going on about 8 years. And we really encourage you to send your praise reports when those come in, too. So, Megan, back to you about Go Yard. So, would you talk about that before we move on here in Genesis 29?
Absolutely, I will. Go Yard is on this radio station every Thursday night at 6:07 until 7. Is it 7 or 7:07? I think it's 7.
7. 7.
Yeah, you and Dr. Angel Falzoni. But Pastor Marcia on the show is Mama Mac.
Mama Mac, yeah, it's my other name.
That's her alias.
My alias. I have another one, too, Nana Forda, or great, Nana Forda the Great, too. That's
the
one.
Great.
Well, that's instead of great Nana Forda for A and B. And by the way, today is their birthday. Happy birthday, A and B, my great-granddaughters who turned 4 today, Aaliyah and Briley. So, yes, they told me, oh, you're going to be called great Nana Forda. And I said, no, I'm going to be called Nana Forda the Great. This is 4 years ago.
Okay.
Go ahead, Megan. I'm sorry. I just
interviewed. No, you're fine. You're just a woman who is loved by many and has many aliases. But, you know, it's an awesome show. It's a life coaching show. And you guys get on there and really dive into some awesome topics. Just like last week, you guys touched on boundaries and how important that is to set boundaries in our lives so that we can succeed at what we're doing. But you need to check it out because it's a cool show, because you can call in, you can ask questions, you can text in, And Marcia, you might want to, Pastor Marcia, you might want to give them your number so that they can know when that they can dial in or text you during that show.
It is 727-888-4171. Works 24/7, 365 for this show, for the, if you have a prayer request at the end of the show today, and or for Go Yard, same phone number comes directly to my phone, 727-888-4171. So we encourage you to catch our Thursday night life coaching. It's free counseling. It's great. We begin this second hour with this song by Cece Winans. Love it. I so love this song. I'm just doing songs I like today. Have y'all noticed?
Well, it's okay.
That's okay. His strength is perfect.
Oh, yes, it's okay.
Let it encourage you.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I wonder what he can do. Success to show, no glory of my own, yet in my weakness he is there to let me know. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone.
God, no matter what you're facing right now, dear one, his strength is perfect when you don't even know how to solve the mess you're in or the situation you're in. Go ahead, Nan. What did God give you?
My strength will see you through all things. So to me, your problems, please bring. I will move in the situations that you face. You will make it by my grace. I will give you the strength that you need. I know what you need to have done, indeed. So bring your hurts and pains to me, and of your bondages you will be set free. So what will be your decision today? Will you look to me and believingly pray? My strength is perfect. Trust me, you'll see. Of your bondages you will be set free. My strength is perfect. As I was typing the last line of that last verse, this sounds familiar. And he said the same thing in the second verse. And I like to say this, of your bondages, you will be set free.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe there are people listening live as well as in the future, not live, that they are bound
yes.
by
yes.
all kinds
yes.
of things.
Amen.
And this poem is to them to let them know mm-hmm. they can be set free if Amen. They choose to.
Amen. And God has an answer. His strength is perfect, and we don't know how to figure it out. So interesting as we begin Genesis 29 that Jacob really did not know where he was going. He had never been to the land of his mother's relatives. He had never been there at all, Padan Aram. He had never been there. He grew up. He was born in Canaan. And had lived there 77 years. And so we talked earlier about a divine GPS. Well, definitely Jacob was walking with that because he sets out on his journey in Genesis 29. And he notices at some point then, after he has that amazing encounter with God in Genesis 28. And if you missed that, go back and listen to last week's show with Pastor Jim and I. It was amazing about that. But Genesis 29, and he sees some shepherds sitting around and around a big well. And he goes up to them and he goes, "Hello, friends, where are you from?" And they say, "We're from Haran." And he goes, "Do you know Laban, son of Nahor?" They said, "We do." And he said, "Are things well with him?" And they announced very well, "Here's his daughter coming, Rachel, coming with her flock. She's a shepherd." So interesting that God led him to the exact right place, Megan, the exact right place of people that would know him. And really, it was on the outskirts of Haran, and he didn't even know it. He was right where he needed to be, at a well where you water sheep, right where he needed to be, the right time, perfect time. Talk to us, Meg.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, that getting to that God's perfect time sometimes takes time. And I'll tell you what, it takes a lot of patience.
Oh, it's so frustrating sometimes.
It is. And I'm going to tell you what, those times, they are going to push your patience to the max. You're going to feel like you ain't got nothing left.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? You do.
Right.
You got all kinds of sorts of things left in you that you have no idea of the magnitude of it. And I just, now I feel like it's the opportune time that I talk about this word unleash.
Unleash.
At church this morning, it was, I was talking about the power of prayer. And they gave out these wristbands that say unleash. And so, you know, I'm feeling like that people have no idea of the magnitude of how strong they can be when they rely on the Lord, and that they need to unleash that and find out what that is. Does that make sense?
That'll preach.
You know, leading him into the land that he did, that we're talking about the scripture, is that he didn't know where he was going. He'd never been there, but he was willing to unleash everything that he had known for the Lord's perfect timing.
Wow. You know, my little puppy, Macklin Grace, which you both love very much, you and Ann and Megan, right?
She's Wacky Doodle, yeah.
Wacky Doodle, yeah, Wacky Macky. She's like 13 months old, and so she's still a puppy, and she's crazy. And when she ever gets the opportunity, which isn't very often, to be off of a leash, she takes off running. I mean, like crazy. Runs around the house. She'll run. She'll just do whatever. It's like she goes at the speed of lightning when she's unleashed. Talk to me about that, Megan. Because you've seen her do it.
One room, but then you'll be in the other room and you're like, "What just went to my toe?"
Right.
Macklin.
Exactly.
All you can hear sometimes are just the little jingles of her collar.
Right.
When she makes her way as a lightning bolt into the other room.
Exactly. She runs so fast. It's amazing. And Zoe, our older dog, I was like, what just happened? And Macklin just, she's a little black and tan miniature dachshund, is just adorable, and she runs like the speed of light. And so when we're unleashed, I love that, Megan. That's a rhema word for today. I love that. Go ahead, Nan, with that. When Megan's unleashed, look out. I mean, not Megan. Yeah, Megan too. Megan too. And Macklin. Megan and Macklin when they're unleashed.
M&M.
Yeah, you guys
Wacky
are crazy.
Megan.
Right, Wacky Megan. Yeah, Wacky Maggie. Okay, go ahead, Nan. Can you talk about this?
Well, a little bit. We need to be unleashed to move forward in what we need to do for the Lord. We don't need to stay down and bound and in a corner not knowing what to do. We can step out. We need to be unleashed. And, you know, how powerful we are when we're unleashed for the Lord. You know, I mean, we're just power, little powerhouses.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's what we need to do is be, you know, unleashed.
Well, Jacob was off the leash of his mom and dad, and they sent him back to Rebecca's homeland, and he really had no idea where he's going to find a wife at age 77. And he just happens, this was a divine plan of God that he arrives at the right time and at the right place as God directed. Megan, that unleashed, that is so good. We need to be unleashed from our fears, our doubts, our worries, our indecision, and we need to just fall back in the arms of Jesus and the arms of God and let him lead us in his divine timing. Talk to us, Meg.
Amen, we do. And, you know, this show, I got goosebumps up and down my entire body.
I know.
The power of the Holy Spirit.
Woo! It's great.
I feel like that through my life, that just like today, that I was kind of like being held kind of in a gated, I mean, say in your backyard, it's fenced in. And I feel like, you know, that I was pacing the fence through the last 4 months, praying, having my patience tested. And like just in the last couple of days, and more so today, but that gate has finally opened, and I'm unleashed from
Praise
the chain
God.
Of financial burden.
Yes.
And I so want people to be impacted by this testimony, because
Woo!
It's possible for you too.
Yes.
You can be unleashed from the bondage that you're in. And it
Amen.
It's such an eye-opening experience. And I feel too that, you know, that if the Lord's calling you to go somewhere, you got to go. You can't stay and be stale. You've got to envelop change, because like I said earlier, our spirit is never going to be fully mature until we get to heaven. We are here and we are always evolving. We're always growing in the Lord. And that's why it's so important to learn these scriptures in the Bible and talk about what we do on the radio show, because it'll change your life.
Amen. So, Megan, would you declare over those that are leashed up by financial burden, debt, doubt, worry when it comes to their provision, would you declare right now in the name of Jesus, because the Holy Spirit's all over you?
I will. I'll just declare it right now, especially over you, Pastor Marcia.
Thank you.
That the bondage of financial instability is broken right now in the name of Jesus, that the Lord has fence cutters, and he's cutting away at what's holding you back, and that he's going to show you today, the listeners and whoever hears this show in the future, what your plan, what your purpose is here. And your purpose is that you're a child of God, and I'm claiming that the blinders are being pulled off of your eyes right now in the name of Jesus, and that your provision is that you're going to be unleashed right now from in the name of Jesus from the binds of the devil, and I rebuke him back from the depths of hell.
Amen. I agree.
And he has no ground to stand on in your life and on your property and in your family in the name of Jesus.
I agree with that right now in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for that personal declaration and prayer. I receive it. I agree with it right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whoa. Nan, do you have something you want to add there?
No, I can't
okay.
really follow
All
that.
Right.
With
okay. All right. Woo, praise God. I receive it. And you know, while we're praying right now, I just want us to pray. And Nan, you can do this for my daughter-in-law, Candy, and my son, Mark, as they will be at the hospital in about an hour and 10 minutes to start the delivery process of their firstborn.
Father, we just come to you with grateful hearts, Father, that she's been able to conceive this child and carry this child to fruition, to full growth. And Father, I pray that you will be with her as she goes through the labor, the delivery, that it would be good.
Amen.
That it would be even quick, Father. Don't keep her so that she is not in too excruciating amount of pain, and just go ahead and get that baby out. Father, they're both very
yes.
excited about this addition to their family. Father, I pray that you would just help Candy right now and Mark. Touch Mark as he stands by his wife and watches his first baby be born. This is a miracle baby, Father. This was a miracle baby, and we thank you for the miracle. And we know that you will be with us all the way through. And Father, we just praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. It was a miracle baby. They've tried for over 3 years to have a child, and lost one a year ago right now. Go ahead, Megan. I'm crying.
Oh, you know, Candy and Mark, you both have been on my heart so greatly the past several days. And what a mighty testimony that's about to be born, that they're going to go into churches, and they're going to go, and they're going to meet people, and they're going to share this baby, and they're going to share the great joy that he has brought and that he's going to bring into their life, and then the life of all of the people that he meets, because it was God's perfect timing.
Amen.
And God's perfect timing is going to deliver this child at the right moment, and he's going to protect Candy and keep her safe and keep the baby safe.
Amen.
And, you know, it's just, you know, through trials and testimonies, even though that they suffered a loss, there are great things that come from dark moments in our life, and that is this child.
This child, will be amazing. At least right this moment, his name will be Joel, but we don't know the middle name. But that's all subject to change. But, you know, last fall when they had been trying and they'd lost the baby last spring, and it was a difficult time for them, they were in church one Sunday, and at the end of the service, thank you, Nan just brought me Kleenex here, thank you. At the end of the service, the pastor said, and this is a large church in Fort Wayne, Indiana, he said, there's a young couple here who's lost a baby, and they've been trying, and they've not been able to get pregnant, and God says, come up and let us lay hands on you. And nothing happened. Nobody got up in that sanctuary. And he said, again, I'm not going to give this up. I know there's someone here. He did not know them personally, really, just met them. He didn't know their story. Mm-hmm. And they got up. And they went up. And God laid hands on them through the pastor and the elders. And within just a few weeks, they were pregnant. And not on any medication at that point or anything to try to have the baby. They just got pregnant.
I think that really stands to, you know, they stood on the word. They believed.
Right.
They stood on the word. They believed. They looked at God
they
with
did.
Trust.
Yes.
You know, they suffered loss.
Yeah.
They grieved and went through the grieving process of that loss. And then yet God turned around and just moved in such a mighty way. We know it was him. There was no medication involved. He just moved in their situation.
Yeah.
She's had a good pregnancy.
Really good.
A really good pregnancy. She looks great. I keep seeing her, all pictures of her. She looks great. She looks beautiful. And, you know, and so they trusted. And what, and Megan was talking about being a testimony. What a testimony that is to the entire family. Your family.
Yes,
your family is a large family.
It
you
is.
Have a lot of
this
children.
Is my 12th grandchild.
Yeah, you have a lot of family. And what a testimony their faith and believing God for that baby is to your family. It's just totally, totally awesome.
Wow. Yeah, it is. You know what? I was going to play a different song, but you know what I'm going to do right now? Is I feel like God is saying this. Oh, we are going back to God will make a way where there seems to be no way. We're going to do it again. It's for somebody out there who feels like God will not come through for you. Let this be your song today. We're just obeying God.
With love and strength.
Praise God with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way for you, dear listener. Nan, what did God give you during that song?
I am making the way for you right now. It will be done through my power. Trust me that I am in control. Through this time, you will become whole. I see all that you face, little one. Lean up on me. Look to my son. I am making the way where there seems to be none. Trust me. Praise me. Claim. It is done. Curl up.
Amen.
Curl up in my lap and let me love on you. I am here to love and comfort you. So believe that the correct things will be done. It's available because of my son. I am making the way for you, precious child. Hang on. I will move. It will seem wild. I'm making the way for you right now. Lean up on me, your mighty tower.
Wow. You know, Nan, I need you to send all those poems from today to me, and then anybody that wants copies can text me or just email me at pastor@bohmglobal.com. Go ahead, Nan.
Well, I won't say that one line, hang on, I will move, it may seem wild. That's kind of a kind interesting thing to put in a poem, but he's the one doing the inspiring, so I just do the typing. But, you know, he has spoken that to me in some personal things that he has spoken to me.
He's wild, huh?
He has spoken to me that when things move, when things happen, it may seem kind of wild.
Right.
You know, and that's what it means. Yep. You know, and we get excited at how he has moved in whatever situations that we're dealing with.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Wow. Megan, you know, we're talking about Jacob here going off to a land he didn't know where and looking for a wife. He had no idea where to start looking, and then she comes right up there at the perfect time. And, you know, this whole thing at this show has turned out to be God will make a way with his perfect timing where there seems to be no way.
That's right. You know, it's just like God for Jacob to put him in this area, and he sees this woman and instantly falls in love with her because it was God ordained.
Yeah, he instantly fell in love with her. Yeah, instantly.
Exactly. And it's just like in Nan's poem. It seems so wild to fathom that someone could fall in love with someone that quickly, but that was God's will. That was God's plan.
Yes, it was.
And
yes.
You know, that's just like with my life right now. It's like, Lord, this seems kind of crazy, but,
right.
You know, I'm going along with it because, Lord, you know, you've got total control of this.
Right.
And, you know, there was been some things going on that we didn't think was going to be possible. And here it all come in, all lined up just the way that it was supposed to.
Exactly.
But don't think that there's something impossible for God, because there is nothing impossible for him.
Yes, absolutely. And we just absolutely have to just fall back in his arms. I think that poem said something like that, Nan, falling back in his arms, curling up in his arms or something.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I have a... not to cry.
I was going to say, you're getting ready to cry.
On, this man, let it out.
Man, this has been a crying show, Nan.
And
my turn.
No, I already had my turn. I'm going to try to stay sober here, you know.
I just totally lost my thought after all that. I am so sorry.
That's okay. You'll get it back.
I'll get it back.
Okay, so Megan, you're right about this, that Jacob goes to a place he doesn't know, looking for a woman he has no idea what she looks like. And has no way to text her or call her and say, are you the one I'm looking for? And then God, not only does he land at the very right well where she brings the sheep, but she's a shepherd. That's not real common. I mean, she is a shepherd of all those sheep, and she walks up and he falls in love with her immediately and knows this is the woman for him. And he's 77. So don't you think there would have been a lot of people through the years throwing themselves at him, you know?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, it was unheard of back then to have a woman as a shepherd.
It
was very, very rare. In fact, I don't think, Pastor, you can confirm this. I don't think there's anywhere else in the Bible where
I've never heard of anything.
That's just another wild thing that God did, that he had a woman that's a shepherd show up to meet him, and they had that in common. And you know, it's just having that trust, that the trust like you've never had in anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard at times to trust like that, but there's so much great reward in it, even yes. though I know that, you know, there's trials and tribulations. But, oh, it's so good for your spirit, and it's such a learning experience to know, to look back and say, God, you really, you know, blew my socks off on that one. Like that. Especially with this story, you know, it's just, that's the kind of God he is.
That's so true. You know, this morning, I don't know when it was in a dream or if I just woke up and I was thinking about what's on our coins in America. In God we trust. And, you know, it's so interesting. It doesn't say we trust in God. It puts God first. In God we trust. And I don't know, it just went over and over in my heart this morning, and I realized, yes, that's the essence of all of this. We must trust in him no matter what's going on right. in our lives. We must. In God, we trust. Nan, did you find it? Did you figure it out? No?
No.
All right. So here's Rachel, and she comes up with all these sheep. She was the shepherd, and there this cover on the well, the stone on the well, was so huge that it took all the shepherds to unite to move it off of the well so they could water their sheep. And Jacob even said to these shepherds sitting around, what are you waiting for? Aren't your sheep thirsty? And they said, oh, well, we can't move this without everybody arriving here to move this well or the stone because it's so heavy. When Jacob sees Rachel...
I love this.
He just went over, and the Bible says down in, I don't know, about verse 11 or so of Genesis 29, that Jacob, when he spotted Rachel, his mother's brother's daughter, saw her arriving with his uncle Laban's sheep, he went and single-handedly rolled the stone from the mouth of the well and watered the sheep of his uncle. Then he kissed Rachel and broke into tears. He told Rachel that he was related to her father and that he was Jacob's son. She ran and told her father. He ran to meet him, embraced, and Jacob fell in love with her instantaneously. Oh, my heavens, look what God did. I mean, God doesn't just have perfect timing. He has amazing perfect timing. Nan, did you have something you want to share with that?
Just the timing, you know, we can reflect back on our lives and the timing of things that have happened was just so much God timing.
Yes, yes.
When you're going through it, you can't really see that.
Right.
You know, you don't, because you haven't seen it happen.
Right.
But when it does, you then see, you know, God did have the timing down correct.
And that's
timing
exactly right.
Isn't necessarily our timing. You know,
right.
I know for myself, I've been believing him for something that he has showed me. It hasn't happened yet.
Right.
But I still have faith and believe that it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I trust him. And in the midst of all this, my faith is growing.
It right.
has grown because of waiting on him and trusting him.
Absolutely. The waiting time, that verse in Isaiah 40:31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall walk and not grow weary. They shall run and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Wow. Megan, do you want to talk about that?
I love that part. Teach me, Lord, to wait. That's a hard thing to grasp. It's a hard thing to vocalize because I hate waiting. I despise it. And the Lord knows that about me. And it seems like that the more time that I get down in the valley, that I spend a little bit more time there each time something happens because he's really wanting to teach me something.
Yes.
He's really wanting to, you know, pull away at something that he's trying to show me about me, about what he wants of me.
Right.
And that is such a vital, important piece of being a Christian is allowing the Lord to teach you that waiting mm-hmm. time because mm-hmm. he wants you, just like in Nan's poem, he wants you to spend the time and enough time, and sometimes it's a short period and sometimes it's a long period, of being on his lap.
Oh, yeah.
Because he loves it
yeah.
when we submit into that position, that he gets to spend such an intimate time with us, loving us as the father that he is.
Mm. It just reminds me again of the new baby coming tonight or in the morning. And just the fact that he is going to be like my little puppy, Mackie, love to be held. You know how babies are? They just love to cuddle up to you. Megan, you can relate to that because Zoe Grace is only 2.5 years old, right? And
yeah,
you just know how much they love to cuddle, don't they? And be held close, just like we do also in the arms of our father. Nan, talk to us here.
Well, I remembered what I was going to say based on something Megan just said. You know, here a while back, the Lord just kind of dealt with me and said, just let me love on you. Just let me hold you. Let me love on you. And so what I did is I got on my phone and I looked for a picture. I can show you it. I have a picture on my phone. My wallpaper, whatever, is a hand with a baby in
hand.
And I have that on my phone. And every time I see it, it's a constant reminder to me that, you know, he's just loving on me.
Aww.
He's just loving on me. And he'll do that with everybody.
Right.
He just wants to love on us.
He loves us all. You might be thinking and saying to yourself, but I've done this and this and this. You have no idea. Well, that's what's so amazing about our loving Heavenly Father, because he is good. God is good. He's full of kindness. He's full of forgiveness. No matter what you've done, he will forgive you. It doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
And, you know, this, there is just so much here. In the name of Jesus, there is just so much here that we need to hang on to right now and believe God for whatever our situation is. I'm looking at my phone. I haven't seen anybody that's sent in a prayer request. If you have one, you want us to pray for it right now live on the show, 727-888-4171. Go ahead and send that in. Talk to us, Megan, before we do this next song.
But, you know, no one is ever too far gone to be rescued by the Lord.
Amen.
No one is ever too stained or too scarred or too dirty to be cleansed. And it's time for you to come to the well.
Amen.
The Lord is calling you. He's calling you out today, and he's calling you by name, and he's reaching his hand down into the water. And, Nan, I remember that picture that you sent me a couple weeks ago. That has ministered to me through this time, that the Lord is always there to pull you out. You just have to reach back and grasp his hand.
Amen.
That was a powerful picture, wasn't it?
Oh, Nan.
Oh, my gosh.
I can see it in my brain. It mm-hmm. just gives me goosebumps.
Because so often we can't solve our situation. You know, Jacob knew enough to not marry any of the women like his brother Esau did back in the home country that were idolaters and they did not follow the living God. That's what Esau did. He took wives that were that way and caused a lot of family trouble. Jacob knew enough to stay single. He was 77 when he went and saw the love of his life, Rachel, and followed God clear to a place he didn't know where he was going, to a people he had never met, to a wife that he had knew nothing about her existence or anything about her. How wonderful that God does that and raises us up above our doubts, our worries, our insecurities. Talk about that, Megan, before I play the song by Selah.
Well, you know, the doubts and insecurities come from the devil.
Right.
And it's time to take a stand against that in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's time to proclaim that his demonic ways are removed from your life. And, you know, it's once that's removed, once that is pulled away, then you can start the growing process, the process of being unleashed from all of the junk in your life.
Right. Amen. Get ready to cry some more, girls. You Raise Me Up by Selah.
Oh, boy.
I am down. And oh, my soul so weary. When troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can.
God, we just lift up our listeners right now. You know where they are. You know what their needs are. Lord, we know that you know the ones who need healing for their bodies, the ones who are suffering, the ones who are pending diagnoses on different problems that they might have. Lord, we just speak your healing touch, the name of Jesus, the name that is above all names, the name over any kind of sickness, cancer, any kind of disease, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just take authority over these illnesses that are represented in our listeners, wherever they might be in the globe, and we speak the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. We speak Jesus over every single one of these that are suffering right now. Megan's already prayed for finances, Lord, and we agree with what she's prayed for. Lord, for those that have emotional problems, that are suffering from illnesses, mental illnesses, bipolar disease, or whatever it might be, depression, anxiety, extreme fear and worry, we take authority over all of those emotional, mental, harassing spirits, and we command them to be bound in the name of Jesus over our listeners. And we declare that they are free to live in peace of mind, that God has not given us a spirit of fear, 2 Timothy 1:7,
but power, love, and a sound mind. We declare it over our listeners now and in the future. And Lord, we thank you for the anointing on this show, because it's you that does this. We prepare, but you're the one that leads. You're the one that guides each song and everything that's said. Lord, I pray a particular blessing on Megan and Nan today for the giving of their time and their energy and their anointing that resides within them, giving it to the listeners now and in the future. Lord, we ask that you just bless them abundantly for their effort. And we thank you for every listener that will listen at any time in the future to this broadcast. May they be blessed abundantly in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Oh, what a great song that was, right, Megan?
Oh, gosh, I was shedding some tears.
No way. You were crying, too. That's three for three today.
I know it. The Lord's got me today.
Well, all three of us.
Beautiful song.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
Never get tired of that song because, you know, we all go through struggles. We all go through difficult times in our lives. There's none of us that are immune to that. There's none of us that will ever have a worry-free, stress-free life. It's not like that. We live in this world, but we're not of this world. We live here, but we don't belong to the devil. We belong to Almighty God, who is King of kings and Lord of lords. Nan, what do you have to share with us?
Well, I would just like to encourage the people. They hear these poems read. I want to make sure they understand what is going on here. I don't have those poems when I walk in the door. God inspires those poems. He has inspired probably, I figured it out one time, over about 2,000 poems throughout the years to me. And I have never written one poem but one that was inspired of God. I don't struggle with it. I just type it or I just handwrite it, and it just flows as if someone's dictating. And someone is, and that's God.
Yes.
I would like
Amen.
To encourage the people. I believe that some of these poems have really touched some of the people's hearts, whether they're listening it today or in the future, that they've said, wow, that really touched me. I strongly encourage them to write into you at pastors@bohmglobal.com. Ask for the poems that were on Sunday, July 23rd, 2017. Be sure to include that date because we kind of do this almost every week. And you'll send them to them. I would really encourage them. They need them. I know the one particular poem that God gave me back in 2011, I have it printed. I keep it in my little journal, and I periodically read it because it was so much to me, and it meant so much to me, and it was just so much encouragement to me that I keep it with me, and I would encourage them to do that with them.
Well, you're so right for bringing this up because these are prophetic words from God. These are promises from God that are hot off the boilerplate of the Holy Spirit during the show. These did not come in the door with her today. Everybody understand that? God spoke as we ministered this radio today. Talk to us, Megan.
Well, I get on here, and, I have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth other than the fact that I say, okay, Lord, I'm a willing vessel. Whatever that the Holy Spirit needs to get out today needs to come out. And I knew this morning at church, on my way to church, when the tears started flowing, that the Holy Spirit was going to get me today.
Yeah.
And this bracelet on my wrist, I'm telling you, it's got me. It's like there's still a whole new exciting piece.
Praise God.
For me to venture into, and it's the same way for everybody that's listening.
Unleash the power of God in your life, dear listener. That's what it's all about. Why go around and go through each day the same way you always have? Why why keep up with the same struggles, the same problems year after year, the same anxious thoughts, the same worry, the same doubt, the same fear? Let God take that from you. Unleash the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. Let him do what he wants to do in you. Talk to us, Nan.
When we, I thought of, and many people have thought this, and I've heard it said a lot of times, but if I do what God wants me to do, he may send me to Africa, or he may send me somewhere else in the world to minister. Well, he probably will not. Okay, but you can be a missionary for him right where you are. You can be a mouthpiece.
You're right.
For him. A missionary, you're not going off anywhere. You're doing it right where you are, right where you live, the people that you are family, the people you work with, the people that are your friends. You can be the mouthpiece of him and minister
right.
to them.
Whether you get sent out of the area or not. Megan, you were only 9 or 10 when God called me to leave the church that I had pastored and began in for 7 years and all that. And one of the songs we were singing right towards the end before God called me was, "I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord. Over mountain or plain or sea, I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be." And that song was so instrumental in me surrendering to God for his purpose for my life. I wouldn't be sitting right here in this radio station, sitting at this control board, engineering this show, and having had this show almost 11 years, had I not said yes clear back then. And it was a very difficult decision. Megan, you were there the night I announced it to the church. And it was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my life. Megan, sum this up somehow, and then we'll go to Nan.
Oh, I'll tell you, here I go, it's number 4.
You're crying again? You're crying again?
I am crying again.
What you crying about this time?
Well, let me tell you. You know, I had a couple of weeks ago, I knew that I had to surrender again.
Yeah.
And you're going to do it multiple times, people. You have to, because you have to let the Lord know that you're truly dedicated.
Right.
But I had to tell the Lord. Okay, you know, I've been thinking about this for a while, but I'm telling you now, I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'll be wherever you want me to be. But I'll tell you what, that was the hardest thing to vocalize out of my mouth, because
yeah,
I knew it
yeah.
was in my heart, but I had to vocalize it to
you. Yeah, had to, yes. Me too. I
and
get
I'll
it.
I'll tell you what, change is hard.
Yeah.
We all know that. You and Nan know that. But my family and I are going to have to move.
Yeah.
And it's tough. Because I'm leaving behind our family, my mom and dad, Ben's mom and dad, and the comfort of where we've been for 10 years.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, I'm not scared.
Right.
Because the Lord is carrying me.
Woo!
And that's what everyone needs to realize.
Yes, yes.
Is that the Lord, no matter where he takes you, he's got you. He's got your hand, and he will lead you, and he will mold you and change you to be the best person that you can be. You just have to surrender.
Amen. Whoa. Amen. Whoa, Megan. Yes, right on. We just got a minute or so, Nan.
I just wanted to encourage the people to trust God, just as they did in the stories that we read out of the Bible today. And there again, I want to encourage them, if they want any of the poems, to write in to you at pastor@bohmglobal.com. It's the poems that were on July 23rd, 2017, and you'll send them to him.
Absolutely. So, yes, the great final word. Megan, do you have a final comment here?
I just want to tell people that don't let the devil hold you back. Don't let people work in your life and keep you bridled away from the precious hand of Jesus.
Amen. Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Megan Kramer from Richmond, Indiana. We'll be from Michigan soon. And Nan Watson, for both of you, for your time here and all the blessings of this show. Tell people about Living the Good Life and invite them to check it out on podcast here at tantalknetwork.com. You just go to podcast, go down to Living the Good Life. That's the name of the show. If you want to catch some of our Thursday night life coaching shows, again, www.tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcasts and then go down to Go Yard, which is the name of our Thursday night show, which means hitting a home run in life. So we are glad you've joined us today, and we know that God wants to do something very, very special in your life. And I think the truth of all of this that we've been saying today is obey. You know, unleash yourself from the things that would keep you from moving forward in the blessings of God, and be willing to listen to his voice and let him take you with perfect timing to a new decision or a new place or whatever he has for you. God has a plan that is the best plan for your life. And this show, all 11 years, has been based on this scripture, Jeremiah 29:11-14.
For I know this is God speaking. I know the plans I have for you, plans to bless you, plans to give you a future and give you a hope. God has good things in store for you. Don't forget it. Join us again next Sunday at 3 o'clock right here, Eastern Time, TantalkNetwork.com, 106.1 FM in the Tampa Bay Area, 104.3 FM in the Tampa Bay Area. And don't miss our Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Facebook post coming up this week. And go back to all of our others and listen. And this has been Megan and Nan and Pastor Marcia McAllister, Beacon of Hope Ministries, bringing you the Word of God today. May God bless you abundantly. And we'll see you next week, 3 o'clock.
From here to Jesus, it's not.